So,
I need some technical help here. I got it. All right.
So, okay. That was the toll for the dead. And now the ringer must also represent the drama of Christ's last days on earth. We heard the Holy Week peal. The bells that ring out joyfully on Pascha, like we heard the festive peal. And also that of Great Lent. And like, for example, in San Anselmo, we have a very distinctive sound of the peal of bells during Great Lent. I'll play briefly that ring, just a sample of that ring from Yaroslav in Russia, and then I'll show you how different sets of bells have their own voices. You can hear that very same peal from San Anselmo on our bells. So you can hear how different voices have different, different bells have different voices. I want Spaso Preobrazhensky Monastery in Yaroslav. And this is their Lenten ring. Listen to its distinctive sound. Obviously, our bells are baby bells in San Anselmo, so that they're going to take on a different sound. It's a very rich song. We're very blessed. It has a unique voice. I can recognize. I remember I went to. Anybody from Rose Avenue Parish here? I remember when I went to the Christmas play about 5 years ago, a Christmas carol, you know, in Scrooge, all the bells in the house ring. They had our bell on the tape as the Blagovesnik. And, you know, I was sitting in a group of people and I just poked the person next to me and said, "I know that voice." That's our Blagovesnik. There's only one in the world that's like that. And that's it. So that's our Lenten peal. Okay. So. And in conclusion, okay. The bell ringer takes his inspiration from the atmosphere of the service during which or after he or she performs the peal. Then, that profound inner world is expanded and the internal sense of peace is communicated to the wider world. So you share that with others, and through the pealing of the bells is created. And this is a wonderful thing here. An aural, spatial icon of the liturgy. This icon, this image includes the poetry of Byzantine hymns. I love this. It's written by this